Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Go ahead and get the vibe check in Minnesota and talk more about the Vikings package. We welcome on of the Unrestricted Podcast with Ben Lieber. Also, K-Fan in Minneapolis, former Vikings linebacker Ben Lieber. Ben, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up, Ben?
We're doing all right here. We're trying not to spin our tires into a pit of negativity here. So I would ask, though, that's where we're at. What has been the tale of the Vikings through five games this year?
As I was listening before you guys brought me in, it's like, hey, you guys are listening to our sports radio station about the Vikings. Our vibe check is all over the board. It's probably not quite as negative, but I definitely think that this last hollow win that we had against the Lions left a lot more question marks than it did anything else. And so that's why everybody's like, I'm not sure what we have in this team here. We all bought in this idea that we were one of the best teams in the league despite our record after the first few games because of our close losses. But the way they went out there and performed against Detroit, boy, I mean, it's left a lot of sour taste in mouths around here.
Being as a former linebacker and just knowing the personnel there in the Twin Cities, how do you view this Panthers offense, starting with Sam Darnold, the offensive line, and getting into the skill players?
Well, I think our biggest strength that we have right now is our defensive front, and not so much in stopping the run, but definitely causing some chaos in the passing game. You know, they do a great job twisting. They do a great job, as Darnold was saying in his presser, about just our blitz package and what the idea of the blitz package can be. Our deception has been fantastic, and that's really been a calling card of Mike Zimmer's defense with that double A gap mug look. It's really a lot of deception as much as it is actually blitzing, and just the threat of it can really open up some seams and get some free rushers in there, and that's still what they do really well. And the fact that your guys' offensive line has been banged up, quite frankly, your guard center guard combination has not been well, even with the starters. And so I think that's an area of vulnerability that our defensive line can take advantage of. And the best thing that we can do as a defense is obviously make you guys a little more one dimensional. And if we can do that, then we have a great chance of going on the road to win this game. But yeah, if you guys find some balance and you guys keep us on our heels and if you guys run the football well, which has been our Achilles heel, then it might be a long day for us.
I got to say, Ben, you saying that the guard center combo has not been well is the nicest way that I've heard of anyone talking about the Panthers' absolute crap situation in between their tackles.
I was thinking the same thing. Ben is saying, oh, yeah.
Such a professional.
Ben's like, we like to mug the A's and we like the twists and we do stunts and blitz packages. I was thinking, great. Pass protection is exactly what we do well here.
He is Ben Lieber, host of the Unrestricted Podcast, also of K-Fan in Minneapolis with Nick and Stan, breaking down the Vikings ahead of Panthers-Vikings Bank of America Stadium this Sunday here in the Queen City. So I know we've got a lot to ask about this game, but the last we saw of Kirk Cousins and Mike Zimmer, they were either playing or fighting on the sidelines after this close win over the Lions. So was that more playing? Was that fighting?
That was a very awkward play. That was just two bros having a caveman moment. And, you know, I definitely don't think there's anything more than that. I just think it caught Zim off guard. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I don't think he knew that he had to have known that Kirk was standing there. And then I don't think that he knew that he was going to put his hands on him and shove him like he did. And I think it was just one of those like reactive things where like he shoved him back and it's like kind of a bro celebration, but his face didn't change. And I think that's where it was like, wait, you didn't even like smile. You didn't look like you're happy. But, you know, talking to them throughout these last few days, I mean, it's very apparent that it was all just done in a playful way, but boy, that was a really odd playful exchange.
I saw the rage of Mike Zimmer in his eyes. And it brought me to this question, the follow-up here. We've had a million times in Sports Talk Radio, the NFL head coach battle royale. If we got all 32 coaches in, who would be amongst the last standing? How would Mike Zimmer, after what you saw in the pushback on Kirk Cousins, how would Mike Zimmer stand in a NFL head coach battle royale?
I don't think he'd make it very long, you know. I really don't. You know, he's an older guy, and boy, I mean, he could maybe take out Andy Reid.
Andy Reid,
interesting matchup. But I think the obvious guys are, you know, Dan Campbell and Vrabel would pretty much wipe everybody up, and I don't think that he'd make it out the first round. I'll put it that way.
I accept that.
Speaking of battle royales, not only are I think these two teams in somewhat similar positions, just given how early we are in the season, but so are some of the headliners, the star players for both teams. Your running back is banged up. Our running back is banged up. What's the status of Dalvin Cook and Alexander Mattison in his absence?
Well, I mean, I don't know if anybody's declared a 50-50 like Matt Rhule has with McCaffrey, but I think everybody's sort of leaning that Dalvin's going to play. You know, I watched him warm up last week in pregame, and, you know, just with my untrained eye, it's like, he looks pretty good. Like, I know that cutting on it in a game-like situation is different than going out there in pregame, but I really think it was just an abundance of caution that they held him out last week. I think if he had to play, if it was like that whole, hey, if it's a playoff game, would he play? Yes, absolutely. I think he would have played. I think given that extra week is going to be beneficial for him in the long run. So I'm expecting him to play. Now, I don't know what that means as far as percentages, but I'm expecting him to play. I would like for him to play because this team just needs an injection and they need an identity. And I think that's really what's been lacking is we don't really know what our identity is. And, you know, we had a 100-yard receiver in Justin Jefferson last week in the first half. And then we just kind of pulled our foot off the gas pedal and we're like, we're good. You know, we don't need to win by more than two or three touchdowns. We're fine. And so I just don't understand what the personality is of the offense. I don't understand the mentality of the offense. And I think that having Dalvin in there, it just changes everything because he can create plays as much as McCaffrey can create plays. He can break tackles. His vision's incredible. His balance is incredible. And he can catch out of the backfield. So we sorely, sorely miss him.
Ben, former linebacker in you, use your eyes. Who's the better running back to you, a healthy Dalvin Cook versus a healthy Christian McCaffrey?
I think McCaffrey is way better in the open field, but I just don't think that anybody really can compare to what Dalvin does in between the tackles. You know, there are so many times where there's the slimmest of daylight in between a gap, and he will get skinny, fight through, and his ability to somehow always have 2 feet on the ground. It's the weirdest thing. He sort of floats above the ground. And he's not a long strider. He just kind of pitter-pats. But guys bounce off of him. He's shifty. I think he's just the better overall runner when it comes to between the tackles and using his vision.
Ben Lieber, former Vikings linebacker, host of the Unrestricted podcast with Ben Lieber, also of KFan up in Minneapolis with Nick and Stan on the Technicom hotline, breaking down Panthers v. Vikings this weekend, Bank of America Stadium. But Ben, I saw you tweet about the email situation going on in the NFL and kind of talking about the potential Pandora's box here. As someone who played in the league, how widespread do you think the biases shown in John Gruden emails are?
Well, I think it's, you know, the NFL is no different than the regular society. I mean, it's not like we're immune to different pieces of background and thoughts and all this other stuff. So I think John Gruden's mentality is the same as it is in our United States culture. There are some people that are, you know, for progressive women's movements. There are some people that are for gay and lesbian right movements, and there are people against it. So the fact that he was being bombastic to what he thought was a private email with a buddy, you know, it's alarming it all came out, and certainly everything that he said and did is indefensible. And I mean, I don't think that I've ever like typed anything like that, even to a buddy in a private email. So I'm not saying what he did is excusable, but it's as scary to me that this is very much, it comes off to me as an intentional hit piece on him and a distraction away from the actual investigation, which he's an innocent bystander now and forever will be out of work in football because nobody's going to touch this guy. He's truly been canceled. It seems very unfair that it happened, even though that he said what he did and he has to own up to it. But if we're going to go down this route where, and to go back to your Pandora's box, if we're going to go down this route where we're just going to put innocent people on blast and cancel them, well, all right, well, that box has been opened. I mean, you let us peer inside what's going on with these 650,000 emails, and you say that your investigation is closed. That's a bunch of BS. There's no way that that's all that's come out of these investigations. No way. So let's go down that route. If you want to put somebody out there that's a third party innocent person and ruin their careers, well then let's see what actually happened to the people that were being investigated. You know, what's going on with Allen? You know, what's going on with Dan Snyder? What's going on with other people that were involved in the actual investigation? That's what I want to see come to light, and I hope it does.
Being real quick here, give me maybe 15 seconds. Tonight, Eagles host Buccaneers. Having a conversation about Thursday night, Christian McCaffrey was injured three Thursday nights ago. Your decade in the league, your take on Thursday night?
I mean, I get it from a business standpoint. They're making a lot of money. No, I don't like it. And quite honestly, even from a fan's perspective, I don't like it. I like that football has a break. You know, I like that football, you know, has this buildup of the games that we're going to play on Saturday or on Sunday and the one on Monday night. Like, I like that. I like this ability to kind of, you know, chew on a game after it's played on Sunday or Monday. We can pick it apart for 2 days. We take a little break, and then we build up at the end of the week of, like, who's the next opponent? Let's really get into this. And then it's fun. This whole, like, oh, we got to shift gears and kind of, you know, a lot of times talk about a matchup of two terrible teams. Now, this is not one of those Thursday night packages, but for the longest time, it's like, I just feel like we're just going through the motions with Thursday night. So I wish they'd take it back. I know the players don't like to play in it. It's extremely hard at the end of the season, towards the end of the season, to play on a Thursday night after a long season and you got a quick turnaround. Even though you get a baby bye on the backside of it, it's not good for players' health. And I honestly don't think the fans really care that much to have Thursday night football.